Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Could we survive another lockdown? Now, if we are talking about the nation, the United States of America, or if we are talking about the UK, or if we are talking about some states within the United States of America, the answer would clearly be no, we could not. Now, why do I bring this up even? Is there any idea as to creating and imposing another lockdown? Sadly, yes. And if you think about all the damage the previous lockdowns have caused, you have to really begin to wonder what is going on. I'd like to read to you from an article by the Ron Paul Institute dated August 1, saying this: "What is happening is an economic catastrophe, the likes of which we have never seen before, even during the Great Depression of the 1930s. One manifestation of the COVID hysteria is the soaring level of testing going on. During April, 2 million new tests were reported, or 175,000 per day. By contrast, July, there have been 21.5 million new tests reported, or an average of 745,000 per day. So you have 175,000 versus 745,000 per day. The article goes on to say it is a given that with the number of tests soaring, the number of positive cases will rise proportionately. But that's a misdirection. Because the real issue is the true medical importance of the new cases, how severe they are. And that has dropped. The death rate has dropped from 1,800 per day in April to 780 in July. So from 1,800 to 780. And whereas 15 to 20% of new cases were being hospitalized in most states during April, that figure has now fallen to 2 to 4%. So from, again, 15 to 20 to 2 to 4. So based on those statistics, you got to ask yourself, why do we hear more and more about these recommendations to, again, institute another lockdown, instituting more governmental restrictions? Now, you've heard about, I'm sure, the huge demonstrations in Germany last weekend. And the Ron Paul Institute, in fact, Dr. Ron Paul, wrote on August 3 about this one as well. He said, "Tens of thousands of Germans marched through Berlin on Saturday, proclaiming a day of freedom and demanding an end to governmental mandated restrictions. Europeans are realizing," he says, "that their government mandated lockdowns did little or nothing to protect them from the virus while causing economic catastrophe and untold human suffering. Sweden never locked down its economy, rejected face masks, kept its restaurants and other places of business open. Sweden has a lower death rate from the virus than strict lockdown states like the UK and France. Unfortunately," he goes on to say, "here we see states returning to lockdown. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy put citizens on notice that he will lock the state back down if people dare to go outside without a mask, face mask, or even to have guests inside their own homes." And it was just reported that the mayor of Los Angeles said that if you have gatherings, large parties at your home, and of course those large parties are never defined as what they are, he is going to shut off their water and their power, saying that this is legal to do. Have you ever heard of something like that before in a free country? The article goes on to say that the U.S. government is dumping billions into a vaccine that may be less than 60% effective to prevent a virus that has something like a 99.8% survival rate. No, in other words, you have a vaccine which might only be effective for 60% of the people, whereas less than 1%, according to this article, die of the coronavirus. He goes on to say that the U.S. government has just granted Big Pharma immunity from liability, claims if the vaccine produces damaging side effects. Because if it does produce damaging side effects, which is to be expected, you couldn't even sue the companies because they have received immunity from lawsuits. The numbers have been so wildly off, he says, that it's hard to trust any reporting. Now, I would have to disagree with him on one point, and that is that the Europeans are waking up and that most Europeans are now sick and tired of the coronavirus restrictions, because that sadly is not the case. Many support what is happening in their countries. Many go along. Many actually advocate those restrictions. Some even want more. And we should not believe one moment that the German government and the European governments will stand idly by and let those demonstrators, those who are in disagreement, go on with their demonstrations. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated August 1. Economy Minister Peter Altmaier, German cause minister, said he wants tougher penalties for coronavirus rule breakers. And then Deutsche Welle wrote on August 3 that Saturday's huge demo in Berlin against Germany's coronavirus measures has raked up a new debate about the boundaries between the right to assemble and the protection of public health. And by Monday, several German politicians had taken to their favorite media outlets to condemn the demonstrators. And then the article goes on to say that the new rules during the hard lockdown led to a situation where the freedom of assembly was to a large extent de facto suspended. You see, and that we can expect to happen again. I was just told that Germany's health minister Jens Spahn was asked what he's going to do if there's going to be a second wave. And he said, well, we have to then lock down again Germany to the extent that we will not allow church services to take place. It's interesting that it's always church services which are going to be hit the hardest right away. You should clearly understand who is behind all these lockdowns, ultimately, and I'm speaking about a spiritual force. So are we going to see another lockdown in the United States, at least in certain states within the United States? I'm afraid so. Will those states survive? I'm afraid not. I mean, California is already completely and totally bankrupt. They were already in a very bad situation economically, and then these governmental restrictions came in, and so they have now accumulated a debt and have destroyed so many businesses, there's no way, no way, that California can ever survive and recuperate. So yes, terrible times are going to happen. Civil war might break out as a consequence in combination with other things which are taking place in this country. So as a nation, and certainly as certain states, whether it's Washington, whether it's New York, whether it's Oregon, which is now in the news quite a bit, they may not survive. Economically, they may not survive at all. But what about you? Are you able to survive? Will you survive individually? And the answer is absolutely yes. You can and you will if you're going to do your part. But you need to know what your part is going to be. The first thing you got to do is turn yourself over to God. God is the only source which can help you in these terrible times. He is the only one who can give you hope, who can give you confidence, who can give you faith, who can give you trust that everything is going to work out all right. Pray to God. In these times of governmental restrictions, you have plenty of time, I believe, at home, if you have to stay home, to read a lot. Here's one book that I recommend you read, Teach Us to Pray. It's a free booklet which we have produced, Teach Us to Pray. The disciples came to Christ and asked him to be taught how to pray, and he did. And so this booklet explains to you how to pray successfully. But in order to pray successfully, you have to do your part, you have to obey God, you have to do what's pleasing in his sight. That's what the Apostle John is telling us. We know we have the petitions we ask for if we keep his commandments and if we do what is pleasing in his sight. What commandments is he talking about? He's talking about the Ten Commandments. And so we have prepared another booklet, another free booklet, the Ten Commandments. You need to know how to apply them in your personal life. And sometimes there's going to be a conflict. Sometimes God tells you something and human governments tell you something else. How do you solve that conflict? What do you do? How do you know? We have prepared a third booklet, which is also extremely important in this day and age and right now for you to understand obeying God rather than man. If there's a conflict, you must obey God. Otherwise, God is not going to help you. Otherwise, God is not going to guide you and lead you through these terrible times we are at this point already experiencing and which are going to get worse. You need to know what to do. You need to know when a conflict arises, what you have to do in your own personal life, whom you have to obey. Do you know? Or are you going to give in? The time is going to come when the whole world will follow the beast and the false prophet, and they will accept a mark of the beast on their hand and on their forehead. Then it's far too late. You need to know now how to reject these kind of incentives by governments to lead you to a certain way of decision-making, which might not be right. So please do yourself a favor. And as for these three free booklets, they're also posted on our website. And I thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.